We got the safety director with us this morning, Pat McNamara, who joins
Service
us.
Director.
Service director. Oh, that's
You're not the safety director, are you?
I am the director of public services.
Oh.
Does that include safety?
It does not.
But it includes everything else that you're concerned with, like your sewer, right? Your sewer.
Correct.
The roads.
Yep.
And trash.
Refuse collection, okay, trash, the BTA, the Brunswick Transit Alternative. I am in charge of the streets division. I'm in charge of the cemeteries. All our stormwater issues. And any other sort of complaint that comes into the city, I'm sort of in charge of that as well.
That would seem to be you'd be a hot button kind of guy, wouldn't you?
That's correct.
Wow.
Get calls all day, all the time of the day and night, or?
Well, during the winter for certain. You know, snowstorms crop up, and the police department, the dispatchers will call me and say, we need to get the plows out. And in the summertime, it's pretty calm.
Okay.
By and large.
Just depends on what the weather may bring or whatever.
It really is a seasonal issue, all seasonal issues. Like we'll transition into snow and ice, and then in the spring the potholes will open up, so we'll transition into pothole complaints. In a few weeks we'll be collecting leaves, so we'll be transitioning to leaf complaints. Right. So it's always a seasonal issue.
And it's always, people, if their trash is, their refuse is not being picked up, they have issues with it. If there's water backing up, they have issues.
That's
what's happening to me. So you're dealing on everybody's personal crisis.
That's correct. And everyone's is the most important.
Well, sure it is. And that's your job, is to make them feel as if that's the most important.
I try.
Be able to do that as well. Because you're one of the citizens, so you understand all the services that are a part of it. I saw in the newspaper, the front page has your name related to this bus merger talks. And I know it's interesting. I was reading this story. Anytime people have a certain thing that's in place, if there's people merger talk, everybody wonders, what part am I going to lose? What's going to be a part of it? For those unfamiliar, like myself, what's the transportation situation in Brunswick, Medina County?
We have a unique setup with Greater Cleveland RTA, and we're funded through the federal government, the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration. So we derive our dollars through RTA to Brunswick to support our transit system. The FTA, as well as ODOT, as well as NOAACA, have told us that consolidation of services makes the most sense for sustainability. So myself and the Medina County Transit Director have been talking about how do we merge these two entities that makes financial sense, both for us as well as Medina County.
You mentioned Brunswick Transit Alternative. Is that?
That's our, the BTA is okay. That's the acronym for Brunswick Transit Alternative.
Okay. Just the different transportation that happens in the city here.
Correct.
Okay.
Where are people coming and going with that?
Well, right here in this rec center, our buses run right out the front here. We have a north loop, which goes around from 303 all the way up to the north end of the city and back to here. And the south loop goes from here to the south end of the city. We run loops all day long from 7 a.m. until 7:30 at night, and you can get on and off. And we don't have designated bus stops. You can get on and off wherever you see a bus. You can flag them down, they'll stop, and you can get on.
Many transportation systems are supported by general fund money or targeted levy money. Excuse me. What's your financial situation?
Well, as I explained earlier, it's a grant through the federal government, through RTA, that provides that service. So we don't have any general fund dollars. We contribute a little bit of income tax dollars to support RTA's 251 flyer, which comes all the way up Route 42, stops at Laurel Square and picks up riders in the morning and then deposits them in the evening, take them downtown Cleveland. So we support that with a little bit of income tax dollars.
All right, let's get to the orange barrel question.
Okay. So, we tackle the hard one first.
Sure. What work's being done right now, and what are the pains that some people are feeling at the moment?
Well, as you guys know, you came up 303 probably, we're in the process of resurfacing that with ODOT money. It's an 80-20 grant, several million dollar project, 20% city dollars, 80% state money. We've got Hadcock Road under construction currently. We've got Grafton Road under construction. So there's detours all throughout the city, and
are you just fixing culverts, overpasses, underpasses, road, just to
UCF? Hadcock and Grafton are a complete reconstruction. It's a concrete pavement, tearing it out, putting new basins in and curb drains and putting brand new concrete down. So it'll be, it's a considerable project and a very expensive project to both of those projects. So we're very happy about that because those are in really bad shape.
What's the timetable here for 303?
I expect to have that wrapped up in the next 3 to 4 weeks. They just finished milling, so they're doing some curb repairs and some basin repairs, and then once that is complete, then the paving machine will come down and resurface the asphalt.
Some communities, again, here in northern Ohio, were hit very hard last year by heavy rains. Some people say, well, it's a 50-year storm, it's a 100-year storm. It seems like we've had a couple of those in recent times. What's the flooding or non-flooding situation here in Brunswick?
Well, City Council several years ago put $11 million underground in storm sewer repairs, and we got out in front of that problem. Once upon a time we had 700 or 800 calls to City Hall after a rain, and that's been minimal the last few summers. Of course, we still got a ways to go, but we've got a stormwater utility fee in place that allows the city to replace aging infrastructure. So this was, you know, done several years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, by former councils that were looking to solve that problem. So I think we're out in front of that problem.
And as more and more retailers or business move in, you need to stay ahead of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, that's a difficult question. How do we fund that? And we added a little bit of money onto our refuse bill, and it's called a stormwater utility, and it's equal or equivalent residential unit, ERU. So all square footage of impervious surface like your roof or your driveway is calculated into a formula, and that's how you pay your fee. Most houses are about $4 a month. You know, of course, the schools or something like this, which is a large parking lots, large surface areas, large roofs, they pay a little bit more. So those folks were not real happy about that, but everybody has to pay their fair share.
You're our final guest on the show, spotlighting Brunswick. I'm just giving him the honors for that. Where are you going to next? What is your day going to make for you today?
Actually, I'm heading out to Hadcock Road to meet with the paving contractor out there, and there's some issues with school entries. You know, the buses can't get... He's torn up the entry, and the buses can't quite get into the driveway there. So
someone called you and said, we got to
get over here right away. Yeah, so there's always a little hiccup during the day, but that's what makes the job challenging and fun. Yes,
it's the hiccup on Hadcock today. That's how it is this morning.
That's
how we can end our show.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say, fellas, welcome to Brunswick. Thank you for having me on the show, and some say I have a face for radio.
Well, you fit right in with us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he's wearing the Brunswick blue. I noticed there's a lot of that going on, a lot of blue happening here over the last couple of days.